Hey guys, welcome back to the Multidimensional Journey YouTube channel and the Multidimensional Journey podcast. Thank you guys so much for returning back. This podcast is all about mental health, wellness, spirituality, with a large emphasis on psychedelics and plant medicines. So thank you for being here. And today we're going to be talking about some books that have changed my life for my healing and transformation and have been really helpful in my preparation and integration process. So excited to dive into those resources with you. And I hope they help you out. They have been very instrumental for me and all my students that I've recommended them to. They have also found them helpful as well. So super, super excited. And if you like this podcast, you found this YouTube valuable, be sure to leave a rating or hit the like button or subscribe. I list videos every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I would love to have you a part of this community. So let's get into it. So one of the first books that we'll be going over is the Inner Child Affirmations book by Raquel Lerner. It's actually called Affirmations for the Inner Child. And this book is really, really helpful for preparation and integration, but also specifically if you're working on healing your inner child, have any sort of childhood trauma that you're recovering from, that you're reclaiming that true self from. I think it's a daily meditation book, and I find the daily meditation practice in itself very integrative. It interweaves reparenting, grief work, and empowerment kind of seamlessly all in one bite size. It's very, very helpful. So actually, let's just read today so you can kind of get a taste for what it is. So let me see here. So, okay. This is a good one. So August 20th, future. I acknowledge my dark past and create a bright future. An unseen hand draws a black curtain across the summer sky, slowly as if hating to see the day come to an end. Pinholes alter the blackness with tiny spots of sparkling lights. I lean back to marvel at the pinholes in the black curtain. Each time I look, I see something different. Feelings sweep over me, sometimes tears even trickle down my face at the beauty of the simplicity. Just like the night sky, my childhood is cloaked with a black curtain. Now pinholes of light create beauty out of the ugliness. Past hurts can now be used for something positive. I can reach out to confront others who have the same hurts because I know how it feels. I can make changes within myself that will in turn alter the dynamics in my new world of relationships. The curtain does not always have to be dark. Today, I can and I will create beautiful patterns of light for others to see and appreciate. So that kind of gives you a taste. So each day it kind of has a theme, and then it acknowledges the past while also giving you the empowering statement of how you can help that inner child in your everyday life. So it's great to add to your meditation practice. It's different every single day. There's a different theme. And I've been using this, for a really long time, probably since 2017. So it never gets old, and it's different every single year. And yeah, it's just really, really awesome. So I often suggest this to my students as a way to really build that trust with their inner child, to really make contact with that healthy inner parent, and to make that relationship each and every day. So really, really awesome. So along the same lines here, moving on to the next one, is one of my favorite books as well. Which is Self-Parenting by John Pollard. It's such a great book. Basically, it lays out the inner consciousness of both the inner parents, the adult, and the inner child. And it goes over all the psychology of how we receive our original inner parenting, how we can differentiate from that, and how we can discern between our adult voice and our child voice. And it even comes with a 30-day practice towards the end that helps with that discernment and helps with building that relationship with both the inner parent and the inner child. And it's a very, like, I usually, before I introduce my students to full-blown internal family systems, because I do find that a little more advanced, I start them off here if they've had no experience with it. And then from there, we can start to identify other aspects of self, protector parts, managers, so on and so forth. But really, really awesome book. Next, we'll be going over this book, which, I mean, honestly, there's so many books on somatic work and the nervous system out there. I feel like this book makes things like really clear and easy, and it has a plethora of exercises that you can start to explore now and see what works for you. So it's called Polyvagal Exercises for Safety and Connection. And, you know, when I'm working with students, we're working with a lot of different things in preparation and integration, just depending on exactly what they're wanting to target. more often than not, there's always parts work involved because we are multiple parts, right? And there's always somatic work involved because we all have a nervous system. Memories are embedded in our nervous system. All of our emotions are. Knowing how to access these states and having exercises to kind of strengthen, you know, those areas and just have the education, this book, it just makes things so clear. So it's really, really awesome. There's over 50 exercises in here that go over how to get out of freeze, how to discharge, how to notice glimmers, how to anchor, all of the wonderful things. So Polyvagal Exercises for Safety and Connection by Deb Dana. Okay, let's get more into the woo-woo. Because I love the psychology frameworks. And then obviously if we're working with plant medicine, psychedelics, it goes beyond that, right? We get more into the transpersonal, the spiritual, unity consciousness experiences. And I definitely believe that we need both for sure. So the book Holotropic Breathwork by Stan Grof, I just feel like everyone needs this book who's working with plant medicines and psychedelics, because it really like, so basically I think it talks mainly about breathwork experiences in here, but you got to remember that Stan and his wife created Holotropic Breathwork born out of working with psychedelics, right? They were doing psychedelic research on LSD. And then when that became illegal, they decided to be like, hey, we got to do something about this. So a lot of their frameworks, their theories, it's all really based in transpersonal psychology, different ways of looking at the human psyche. But I have to say, despite its woo-woo-ness in this book, it also has an incredible way of interweaving childhood development, womb trauma, birth canal trauma, family dynamics, cultural trauma, all of it. So I really do feel like this ties it all together while including more of the spiritual and transpersonal aspects. So last but not least, oh wait, I do have one more. So second to last is The Way of the Shaman. So The Way of the Shaman is, I feel like, a really incredible book. It's by Michael Harner. And he's no longer here with us, but what an incredible, I mean, everyone we've mentioned is absolutely like genius. But he was an anthropologist and he studied with ayahuasca and essentially came back home and was like, hey, we got to figure out a way to help people utilize non-ordinary states. But he kind of had this intuition that not everyone's going to be able or want to take ayahuasca, which was a pretty good intuition, I think. And he talks about working with basically trance states and how to access those trance states through shamanic drum journeying, how to identify guides, spirit animals, how to navigate visions that you get in the shamanic drum journeying. So I feel like both of the Holotropic Breathwork and this book, it really gives a lot of skills and tools to navigate a lot of the themes and aspects that most of us will encounter in any psychedelic or plant medicine journey. And I really do believe having these tools like really, really help. I started drum journeying before I started working with psychedelics and plant medicines, and it gave me a perfect landscape to really feel like I can drop in and interact with a non-ordinary state. So once I got into a more like colorful and more amplified world of psychedelics and plant medicines, I feel like these skills really, really helped me prepare for those experiences. So last but not least, now I wanted to include it in the more Western psychology pile. I don't have the actual book. I have it on Audible, but it's called Somatic Internal Family Systems. So I feel like that book, it really combines all of kind of the inner child, the self-parenting, and even the polyvagal exercises. That book really combines all of those approaches. And it goes over vignettes. It goes over like different exercises and examples of someone actually walking through working with somatic internal family systems, being able to identify their parts in their body, having them talk to each other, having going into that deeper relationship, that renegotiation that we've talked about on this channel before. And it's a really, really incredible book. And it's by Susan McConnell. And it goes over A to Z, somatics, parts work, all of it, all in one. I do feel like starting, if you're totally new to this, it might be a little too much at first. So starting off with those books that I mentioned earlier might be a little easier, but you know yourself best. So whatever works for you. So yeah, all of these books have been super helpful in my healing journey, my transformation journey, and all my work with psychedelics and plant medicines, preparation and integration. So I hope this podcast and this YouTube was helpful. Be sure to leave a review on the podcast if you liked it. And here on the YouTube channel, like and subscribe. I drop videos Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So I will see you guys next time and take care. Bye.